next set of questions are around enrolment. We had a number of queries. The first one was, what month is enrolment going to happen?
It'll be August through to September. So we will wait till you get your GCSE results, which is still going to be on the day you're expecting to get your GCSE results, which is the 20th of August. So from then on, that's when we will start enrolment. And again, there'll be more details coming through about that, and we'll communicate, give you times, dates, or exact instructions about what to do.
And what will enrolment look like?
Good question. Again, scenario A and B, enrolment could be a socially distanced version of what we usually do for enrolment. It could be some online enrolment, some in college enrolment. We really are waiting for government guidance. And again, we've got our plan A's and B's, how we can do a socially distanced version, how we can do some things online. And we'll make sure as soon as we know exactly the way things are going, you will also know.
And how will I know when I'm enrolled?
So you'll get a letter confirming your enrolment. If you come into the college to do it, we give you that letter there and then, and your college card, your identification card. If we're doing them online, then obviously you get an online confirmation, and we would physically hand over the card at some other point. So we've got some ideas about how it'll work. You will definitely know, but that will really depend on how we have to do enrolment.
How many students study at Hales Owen College?
So in terms of full-time 16 to 18 students, this year we've got roughly 3,500 students. You don't ever see all of those students because they come in on different days and times. So it will almost definitely seem busier than school, although in a socially distanced model, who knows. But you don't see all of those students at one time.
Okay. When is the first day of term?
The first day of teaching when we planned before this was the 1st of September. So the first official day of teaching was the 1st of September. And again, if any of these questions are based around holidays or holidays people hope to take, if holidays have been booked, we obviously do work around those. So please don't worry about that now.
Okay. And the last question around enrolment is, can we change our options after we've enrolled?
Yes. Again, we don't encourage people to change, go in for one lesson for one day and think, oh, I'm not sure about this, I'll change. But what we would do over the first week or two is keep talking to you. How's it going? Is it the right subject? And if it isn't, there is an opportunity to change, because again, it's a big decision to make, isn't it, from doing GCSEs to suddenly going into a course that you maybe haven't done before, and suddenly decide that it's not quite what you thought it was. So there is an opportunity to change, and that would always be done in conjunction with parents, the student, and your personal coach or your tutors.